हरे कृष्णा, डोंट लेट मटीरियलिज्म मेक अस लाइक स्पॉइल्ड चिल्ड्रन. स्पॉइल्ड चिल्ड्रन समटाइम्स गेट इन्फैचुएटेड विद अ पर्टिकुलर टॉय एंड देन दे डिमांड इट फ्रॉम देयर पेरेंट्स एंड इररिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ ऑल द अदर थिंग्स द पेरेंट्स हैव गिवन देम. The spoiled children start evaluating their parents' love for them through the one criteria of the centered on that toy. You know, if you love me, then you will give me that toy, and if you don't give me that toy, then you don't love me. While we may laugh at the idea of spoiled children going into a tantrum like this, sometimes we also become like these spoiled children in our relationship with Krishna. Like materialism makes us like these spoiled children. When we become infatuated with a particular something material, maybe a better car, a bigger house, a trendier gadget, and then we start craving and slaving for that thing. And if we are practicing some sort of bhakti, then consciously or subconsciously, that particular craving warms its way into our prayers, and eventually it occupies center stage in our prayers. So we start expecting that because I am a devotee worshipping Krishna, Krishna will provide me this. Krishna should provide me this. And when we don't get that, then we start doubting Krishna's love for us. So, naturally, if we doubt Krishna's love, then we become disheartened in our devotional practices. And then we slacken or even abandon those practices. So, pertinently, the Bhagavad Gita warns us that material attachments steal our spiritual determination. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam. Bhog and Aishwarya, attachment and sense gratification and opulence, Aishwarya. Prasaktanam, those who are very attached to these things. Taya apaharita chetasam, by that the consciousness is abducted. Vyavasayatmika buddhi, the one-pointed intelligence, determined intelligence. Samadhau, for attaining samadhi, for attaining perfection. Navidhiyate, that does not come about. So basically, material attachments steal away our determination. So now, how do we protect our determination? We have to stop being spiritual, stop being like the spoiled children. We have to, scriptural wisdom broadens our understanding and helps us to outgrow the spoiled child phase that materialism restricts us to. So, just as loving parents provide for their children's needs, similarly, Krishna, through nature, provides for our needs. Heat, light, air, water, food are provided through nature. Further, if we see, when we want to understand Krishna's love for us, scripture expands our perception of Krishna's love, our understanding of Krishna's love, by expanding our understanding of our own needs. We are not just physical creatures who need physical things. We are spiritual beings who are encased temporarily in material bodies. So we have not just material needs, but also spiritual needs. In fact, lasting happiness comes not by fulfilling our material desires, but by fulfilling our spiritual longing for love, love for Krishna. And Krishna, as a loving, responsible parent, wants our all-round well-being, our material and spiritual well-being. So just as sometimes parents may withhold a particular toy from their children, if that toy will distract the children from exam, from growing in their studies in their career. So similarly, Krishna may sometimes withhold something material from us so that we can grow in our spiritual wisdom and in our devotion. So when we find that we are not getting a particular thing, rather than letting materialism reduce us to the level of a spoiled child and making us question Krishna's love, we can instead question the criteria through which we are evaluating Krishna's love. If we see Krishna's love through material things, then we will stay like spoiled children. But if we see Krishna's love not just in his provision or his fulfillment, in his fulfilling our material desires, but in his providing for our spiritual needs, then we will see that Krishna has provided for us abundantly. Wherever we are, in whatever situation of material enrichment or impoverishment, Krishna is always available to us as his holy name, as the sacred scriptures, and as the spiritual sound vibrations, by uttering which, by meditating on which, we can feel his presence. So when we thus, through the eyes of scripture, through the eyes of scriptures and through the practice of bhakti, seek Krishna's love, then we will see that Krishna loves us and loves us always, irrespective of whether our specific material desires are fulfilled or not. We are by his grace always sheltered in his loving presence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.